1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we had the Miss America pageant yesterday, or this past weekend. Miss Hawaii, Angela Perez Baracchio, an elementary school gym teacher, was crowned Miss America 2001 on Saturday night. She's 24 years of age. She plans to promote character education during her year-long reign. Margaret Gray with nationally syndicated column My Little Bird Told Me is with us. She's at Binghamton's on the Marina restaurant this evening. And Margaret, with a nationally syndicated column, so a lot of people are going to read what you have to say about Miss America?
Well, I hope so, Phil. I hope there's going to be a lot of people reading what I have to say. My column appears on Tuesday. And I really think that, all kidding aside, I think the bar has been raised for all American women, because this young lady from Hawaii is, not only is she pretty, and we would expect Miss America to be pretty, she is a Pacific Islander, Phil, which means she is of a completely different kind of beauty, and I think American women really need to take notice. This is the new American woman. This is the new standard. And it's a little bit scary.
Why? Why would it...
Phil, I'll tell you why. You know, we have gone along for a long time being Anglo, being African American, being Latin American. We have sort of settled into a comfort level. But with this new Island Pacific girl who... Did you see the hula dance that she did? I'll give you an example, Phil. Frank made a joke. He said, with a hula dance like that, and it's a little crude, I don't know whether...
Well, I mean, I don't know if I want a crude joke here, okay?
It's innocent, but it really brings the point home.
All right, go ahead.
It's a little bit crude, but Frank said that with a hula dance like that, she could take the nose right off a man's face. And
All right, and the point of that is what?
The point is this, really, and I'm being very serious. This is a new woman. This is the new American beauty paradigm. This is the new American beauty. And I think Anglo women, black women...
All right, let me ask you something. This Miss America, she's Island Pacific.
She is an Island Pacificer, yes. Or what they call the Polynesian.
Yeah. What has she got? You're talking about an Anglo girl, and...
She's the 21st century woman, Phil, and I think American women really need to be on guard. We don't have... First of all, there's more women than there are men. And
I understand that, but I want to ask you something. What has she got that an Anglo woman, for instance, doesn't have?
Phil, I'll tell you. She's an Island Pacific girl, which means she has all the eroticism and then some of the African-American woman. But, and I say this, Phil, with great love in my heart for all of our black girls, but there just isn't the stigma attached to dating her like there is a black woman. And
well, you know, you're saying that to a guy. I had a black girlfriend for 3 years, okay?
And you told me that people stared. And
I told you that people stared, yeah. But when you say stigma, you know, I mean, that's...
There is a stigma for men dating, white men dating black girls. There's no stigma there for the Island Pacific girl. An Anglo man can feel free to want an Islander. She has all the physical beauty of the Anglo woman. And yet she doesn't have that pampered, spoiled attitude. A man can feel free to love her and realize that he's not going to lose his wallet to her.
And all right, well, you're boiling down black women and white women to two-star. Black women are sexy, but there's a stigma attached to dating her if you're white. And the Island girl has all that sexuality.
Yes, she does.
And now, hold on. White women, she has all the beauty of a white woman, but she's not frigid?
I think it's well known to a lot of men that white women are seen as being frigid, yes. And
That's really interesting, because...
Phil, I've been around...
Oh, well, that's really interesting, because I've never heard that.
The Island woman has all the mystery and the romance. And you associate mystery and romance to Asian women, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that Asian Pacific women or whatever...
No, no. Not Asian Pacific. Pacific Islander is Hawaiian.
All right. Asian women have mystery and romance, is what you're saying.
Yes. Wouldn't you associate that with them?
I'd say that Asian women do have that kind of...
Yeah. And yet, what do Asian women not have that the Hawaiian women have?
I wouldn't even begin to...
Think about it. What... do Asian women lack? Very obviously. Do you give up?
Yes.
Breasts. They are flat, and I'm saying this again with great...
Okay, so what you're telling me...
The Phil...
No, hold on. You're telling me that the Hawaiian women have bigger breasts than Asian women. They have... they're prettier than white women, and they have more eroticism than black women. Is that it?
Phil, what I am saying is this is the new 21st century woman. And we may look at her and say, well, isn't that wonderful? Miss Hawaii won. But what we're missing is those women, those Hawaiian women, are going to eventually become the standard of beauty. And I think we all have to see that.
All right, hold on. Our number is 1-800. Are you in the restaurant now?
Yes.
All right, you're going to need to maybe get to a quieter spot. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line here on The Phil Hendry Show. The winner of the Miss America contest was Miss Hawaii. Her name, I just had it here, Angela Perez Baracchio, an elementary school teacher. She won the Miss America pageant yesterday. Margaret Gray on the line. And guess your column is going to deal with the fact that Hawaiian women are the new standard for beauty, huh?
I really, Phil, I really want to go there because I think it's true. We can laugh all we want, but this, Phil, this is the island Pacific woman, the new 21st century woman. She's sexy, she's smart, she's mysterious, she's built like a brick house, and she can dance with an erotic energy that black women simply don't have. And I really...
You're talking because she can dance the hula? And
well, Frank said it, Phil, she could rip the nose off your face.
All right. I got kids listening.
I'm saying to you, Phil, there is a strong, strong erotic energy coming from there. And
well, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is you're talking about this Hawaiian girl at the expense of all the other American women. White women, Anglo women, they don't have the beauty that she has.
Phil, I'm an Anglo.
Yes.
It hurts me to say that, but yes, they're more beautiful than us.
They're sexier than black women?
Yes.
They have bigger chests than Asian women?
Yes.
And according to Frank, with that hula, they could take the nose off a man's face.
Yes, so there you are saying it.
Well, you got it in twice.
Phil, I will tell you this, and I really mean this. I keep going back to the fact that it is socially acceptable to desire her. And really the only problem with this is that it's just one more bit of weight on the barbell for the rest of us. The Latin, the Asian island, the island Pacific girl.
Yeah, the Hawaiian girl.
Yes. She makes it even more difficult to compete for the men who are fewer, Phil, in number than women. And here comes the Hawaiian. And really, Phil, if you are married, ladies, don't be so sure men will move to Hawaii and get some of that. I like to call it poi tang. And
all right, that's number two.
No, but it's not...
I got that. That's number two. You got the hula of the nose off a guy's face, and you got poi tang now, okay?
Well, Phil, if anyone saw this girl, they know what I'm talking about.
All right, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is on the line with us, talking about Angela Perez Baracchio. She's absolutely gorgeous. Did you watch Miss America the other night? Man, I ain't seen a Miss America pageant in years, and I'm way out of the loop on that. But people tune it in. Apparently the one who won was Miss Hawaii, and Margaret is raving about her beauty, talking about how she's got, that Hawaiian women in general have got it all going on over any other chick in this country. Sexier, more beautiful, more this, more that, more everything else. And I would ask my producer, Mike Schaefer, to get on the line with her. I don't want that hula line the nose off your face thing anymore, okay? And I don't want poi tang. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What's our fax number, man? What's the fax number, Mike, that we gave out? You don't know? Okay, never mind. Oh, he does? The fax number we gave out was 213-487-0058, if that guy's listening that was asking me. 213-487-0058. And the number to call the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line. She's at Binghamton's on the Marina in Marina Del Rey. And we're talking about the Miss America pageant. And Miss America is a Hawaiian woman, a beautiful Hawaiian woman, who's what?
Phil, I think she's thrown down the gauntlet to all other women to say, can you do it? Can you be as beautiful as me? Can you be as good-looking as I am? Can you be as desirable as me?
All right. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. San Antonio, go ahead.
Okay, are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, who's the lady? What's her name again?
My name's Margaret, dear. How are you?
Margaret, fine. How are you doing?
I'm good.
And you said your name was Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret, I'm going to correct you real quick, okay?
You're going to what? I'm sorry.
I'm going to correct you real quick on something. You're sitting there talking on the phone,
well,
going
know.
On and on
I
about
don't know
this
what you're...
lady. She's a Hawaiian lady. She's
yes,
a new
she is.
Lady of
she,
the future.
She is the lady
of the
future.
Built.
That's right. She's built like a brick house.
Okay, yeah. Hold on just a minute.
Uh-huh.
And you're sitting there telling about white women this and black women this and all that.
I'm saying that white women are not as beautiful and black women are not as erotic, yes.
But you've forgotten one thing.
What about Latino women? What about Latino?
The women that you're talking about here,
Latino
the new
women
from Miss America, Margaret?
The Pacific Island woman is a step up from the Latino woman.
She's not a
Latino
Pacific woman. If you remember, her name is Perez. She's Hispanic.
She just happened to be raised in Hawaii. I read up about her. She took that as a stage name.
No, she didn't take it as a stage name. Do you know where
yes,
her father's from? You might want to read up on
yes,
it.
Yes, he's from a little village called Kulawa.
Where?
Kulawa.
Kulawa?
Yes.
Okay, you gotta understand. He comes from a Hispanic background.
No, that woman
is Hispanic.
There are no Mexicans in Hawaii.
Wait a second.
Perez. Why would you want to carry the name Perez? I read up about this woman.
Because she can get more roles in Hollywood.
First, okay? I think
she can get more roles in Hollywood.
You're sitting at a bar and you had too many drinks.
No, darling, I'm having dinner. I'm having dinner.
You're having dinner?
Yes.
Well, you know, wash down that food with the extra wine that you're drinking right now, because I think you've had too many of those little...
My husband said to me that when we go to the islands, he considers it a oasis.
No. I'm gonna educate you a little bit.
Is he allowed to talk to me like that?
The gentleman's allowed to call in and have his opinion, yes.
Well, I don't like people lecturing me.
Well, he's going to tell you some things...
I'm not gonna lecture you, Margaret. I'm not lecturing you. All I'm telling you is... I read up about this woman. My family's into the pageant.
My kids, since they were little, we know all about pageants. So you like the Miss America pageant, sir?
Yes, we watched it last night.
Now, let me ask Margaret, where does her father come from?
A village called Mututulala.
Okay, where's that village at?
It's in Maui somewhere.
In Maui.
Wait a minute. What is it?
Mututulala.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay, and you're telling me that village is in Maui?
Yes, it's on the
you're
island of...
You're telling me that a gentleman by the name of Perez, not Perez... Perez, properly pronounced.
There you go, and that's Hawaiian.
Oh, Perez is Hawaiian?
Yes, everybody knows it's Perez.
Oh.
But Perez...
I see. Now you're going
to
tell
you trying
me
to
Hispanic...
Do?
You're going to try to tell me as a Hispanic culture of my background...
Well, go ahead, sir. Go ahead and tell us what you found out.
What I found out, this family, the family of this lady, they're actually from New Mexico. You need to read up on that before you go. I really love
the way people try to rewrite history. This guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Yes, I do. Now, I'm going to tell you why I know what I'm talking about.
How many cars do you dry off a day over there at the Ventura Wash?
Okay, that's uncalled for. He's okay. From San Antonio, anyway. He's not from Ventura.
No, I'm from San Antonio.
You know, she could have some Mexican blood. I'm not saying, but I'm saying the confluence of all of that blood into the new Hawaiian woman.
But
you agree with me.
The new Hawaiian woman. This is a woman, you got to understand. She's
her father comes
Hawaiian.
From a village on Molokai.
No.
And wait a minute. A minute ago, he was from Maui. And
Phil, I'm trying to get the information. He is from a village called Mudule in Molokai.
Mudule? You just said it was Malakawawa or something like that.
Yes. You see what I mean?
You know, this gentleman, I appreciate his well-meaning.
Oh no, it's just. I'm not trying to say that you this or you that, Margaret. It's just that I was listening to
but
it. I'm away from my job.
But the fact of the matter, darling,
and
the fact
I heard
is,
what you were saying on the radio.
If she was Latina, you know as well as I do that her rear end would be bigger, that she wouldn't have the sculpted hips. You know.
Okay, she has all that. Now, have you seen Hispanic women lately? Do you know who Selena is?
There's some big ass.
Okay. And she also, like you stated earlier, she has her top portion kind of big as well.
And
huh?
You don't find that among the Hawaiian women. They have a nice, trim little rear end. And
all right, this gentleman has read up. Her name is Perez, as you say, sir.
She is Perez. It's a stage name.
A stage name. She's taking that what? So she can get a part in the next Jimmy Smits movie? What are you talking about?
Come on.
No.
Let's be realistic here and accept the fact.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I got to move on. I thank you. You made some good points, all right? Thank you very much. Do you understand what people are saying?
Phil, what I am trying to say is this is a lady who is not like a Latin woman. She's not like a black woman. She's the new woman. Trim in the rear end, large in the chest, little something going on upstairs. She can do a hula. What white woman or black woman can do that?
I don't know that it is a fantastic skill to have, the hula.
Really? Try laying on your back and...
I'm not even going to go there with you, and I don't want to hear it, all right? St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just listening to what she was saying, and I think everything she said has been racist. It's been bigoted.
Oh, please.
It has been... Yes, it is. Because, first of all, every Hispanic woman out there does not have a big behind.
Well, darling,
I'm
sorry.
I have Hispanic friends, and there are some who are very trim, very athletic. They can dance. They can move their hips.
Well, you're just angry because black women can't do the hula.
How do you know what black women can do? You have not met every black woman in America. You have not met every Hispanic woman in America.
Are you
telling me? You have not met every white woman in America.
Are you telling me seriously you can do the hula?
I can move my hips.
I didn't say that. I said the hula.
I
said the hula.
I said your opinions are racist.
I was right, Phil.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. What is the point you're trying to make?
She won't answer my question. I asked her if she can hula, and she said, I can move my hips.
I have never tried to hula, but I think I could if I can, because whatever I put my mind to, I can do.
Well, you know,
do.
I mean, Margaret,
so
you made
you
a comment about
what I can or cannot do.
About white women being frigid. You also said
First
Asian
of all,
women
white
were
women
flat-chested.
Are not frigid. I have some of my best friends. I have white friends. I have black friends. I have Puerto Rican friends.
Well, what would you know about whether white women are frigid or not?
First of all, you don't know who is frigid and who's not. Have you slept with everybody?
I can tell you that there's a common knowledge out there that white women are a little ice queenish. And there's a
First
difference
of all, no,
between...
no, there is not a common knowledge. There is your knowledge, and
darling,
then there's everybody else's knowledge. Your knowledge
is
narrow-minded. It's one-sided. It's what you think.
There is a big difference
between
the hula and the bump and grind.
Yours.
All
there's
right?
Nobody else's opinion but yours.
You
That's
can bump and grind, maybe, but you can't hula.
What difference does it make
what
whether she can hula
whether or not I can hula? That doesn't mean that just because Miss America
because if you
can
hula, you'd have
the
eroticism.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Who are you to determine whether or not somebody is a rock simply because they can or cannot hula?
Can you imagine being able to hula on a man's kisser?
Would you stop with... If she comes up with that hula on a guy's face one more time.
Yes.
Cindy Crawford is one of the most beautiful women in the world. Are you saying she's not erotic because she can't hula? Are you
I'm
saying
telling
Jennifer
you,
Lopez
Cindy
is
Crawford,
not erotic because she cannot hula?
Cindy Crawford is a block
Naomi
of ice.
Are you saying Naomi Campbell isn't erotic because she can't hula?
Naomi Campbell is... I'm saying she's not as erotic as a woman with two lit logs and a pig in the sand. Yes, she's not that erotic.
What?
What?
If you light two torches...
You're one of the most narrow-minded people I have ever met in my life.
Darling, if you light two torches...
And say that simply because somebody cannot hula or because they don't have a
it is an erotic dance.
That means
it's a very erotic,
erotic
dance. I'm saying it's an erotic dance, and what I'm saying is this.
Wait a minute. Simply because somebody can't do an erotic dance versus the hula, there are other erotic dances that are far more erotic than the hula.
The hula is much, much more erotic.
Wait a minute. What was this crack you made about...
Let's take this young lady in St. Louis. If I lit two tiki torches and put a pig in the sand, would you know what to do?
Why the hell would I want to deal with two torches and a pig in the sand?
She doesn't know.
Well, what is she supposed to do?
I don't care.
You're supposed to do the hula.
I'm a black woman. That is not a part of my history. That is not a part of my culture. I don't need to know about that.
If I lit a tiki torch, you wouldn't have any clue?
You know what? If you lit a tiki torch, I wouldn't care what you did with it.
Well, a hula girl is going to steal your thunder then. If there's
a
Hawaiian
girl
around.
No, a hula girl is not going to steal my thunder.
That's right. If we put a pig in the sand.
First of all, God gave each and every one of us what he gave each and every one of us. And nobody can take that away
from
you.
He didn't give you the hula. He didn't give you
the hula.
Well,
why
I'll tell you.
I want the hula.
If there's a Hawaiian girl around.
First of all, it doesn't make her better than anybody else in this world.
I'll tell you right now, if there's a Hawaiian girl around when a volcano erupts, she's going to steal your thunder.
All right. Thank you. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Steal your thunder. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I never thought it was right.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray, the columnist of Little Bird Told Me, syndicated to 150 papers nationally. She's at Binghamton on the Marina tonight. We're talking about the Miss America pageant, the winner of which was a young lady from Hawaii. It was Miss Hawaii, Angela Perez Baracchio, an elementary school teacher who was crowned Miss America 2001 on Saturday night. You are saying that this Pacific Island woman is the new American woman. Is that it?
Phil, I am saying she is the new paradigm for beauty. And
now, you heard what that guy said. Her name is Perez. She could be Latina.
Phil, no one knows where she's from. I've heard the Philippines. I've heard New Mexico. She is from Hawaii. And
then why does she have the name Perez?
She took that as a stage name to break in the next Jimmy Smits movie, as you indicated. She's trying to get in on the new Ricardo Montalban thing. And
what do you mean, Ricardo Montalban? That last thing that cat was in was a car commercial.
She is trying to cash in on the Latina thing. It's big. Look at Lopez. Look at the other girl. I forget her name. It's huge.
Yeah, it's so huge you can't remember her name.
Phil, I do a lot of interviews.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tucson on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Tucson, hello. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Tucson, I hit the wrong line. Hello?
Hi. I have a problem with this. She's saying that white women don't know how to hula dance or to belly dance.
I think white women
don't know how to do this.
Well, white women have a frigidity. They have a frigidity about their dancing.
No, darling. You said that we don't know how to hula dance, that we don't know how to belly dance. Well, I'll tell you, there are people that go out and do this all the time.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
And not in Hawaii either.
It's embarrassing.
I'm talking in Dallas, Texas. They do this. They
Darling,
do it year-round.
Have you ever seen a white woman belly dance?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
And I've taken lessons for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
I know
God.
How to do it. I have gone with people that are the premier in the United States.
The only belly dance in a cowboy hat. Is that what you're telling me?
No,
in Dallas,
darling.
Texas?
We don't belly dance.
The belly dancing in a cowboy hat? You don't
no,
do that.
No, darling. Not in a cowboy hat. We're talking with four swords on
their head. Let's talk, okay? Let's talk.
We're talking about at Renaissance Festival.
I want to ask you a question.
We're talking about all sorts of things.
I want to ask you a question. You do the hula.
Yes, I can do the hula.
All right, let's talk. Could you take the nose? Could you take the nose off a man's face?
All right,
Why would I want to?
If you squatted on his...
I don't want to hear that kind of conversation. I don't want to hear that kind of talk. Do you understand me, Margaret?
You know something, Phil? It's easy.
Do you understand me? I don't want you to put that question to that woman one more time or you're off the air.
Oh, look at you pushing a woman around.
I'm not pushing you around. That was completely uncalled for.
Big talk show host.
Hey, why, you know...
You claim to be able to do the hula.
Hula dance. I know black women that can belly dance, that can hula dance, that can do things with their bodies and move them that are so nice.
I'll tell you this much. I learned the hula once, and Frank looked like he had sandpaper taken to his face. And that
will you stop?
Well, what are you laughing at?
What'd you do? Did you go to Hawaii and take 5 lessons? Well, darling, I took lessons for 2 years.
Does your husband still have his nose?
That's the stupidest question I have ever heard from you.
Oh, that's stupid? You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, let's get right down to it now, okay?
You want to get
about, forget about impressing your girlfriends.
You don't want to get right down to it.
No, let's forget about impressing your girlfriends. Let's talk about the real reason why you learned to take the hula.
And guess what? My husband paid for the classes, too.
I'll bet he paid big for those lessons.
When I said I wanted to take classes from ISIS in Fort Worth, he said, yes, ma'am.
He probably said, thank God. Thank God you're going to learn how to move your rear end.
I'll bet you he said,
thank God you're going to learn how to move your rear end for the first time in your life. Now, most black women can't hula because their rear ends put them off balance. You know that as well as I.
Boy, you are racist. You are racist.
I am not feeling
you know
that's
no
true.
You really are. Most black women can't hula because their butts put them off balance.
You know what? You know what makes the best thing about a belly dancer or a hula dancer? Is the fact that they can move a nice curvature round derriere to nice music, to a nice bum, to a nice
sure,
bum beat, that they can move their nice derriere
you must
to
have
this type of music.
So what do you got, 14 axe handles across two?
No,
boy, you really... You really know
you
how
no
to.
I have no clue what you're dealing with.
I'm talking about doing
you have
a hula.
No clue about the American public.
All right, let me ask you a question. You're on the beach. I asked the lady the same question. Someone lights two tiki torches, throws a pig in the sand, and a guy with a bath towel around his waist starts dancing. What do you do?
Watch him.
How about when the hula girl comes along, she'll steal your man?
So what? He's going to be watching the dancers.
So what?
And I'm going to be sitting there with
Ow!
My husband watching the dancer while he's watching the dancer, and we will both enjoy the dancer at the same time.
Yeah. And then
and
your husband puts his arm around the waist of the dancer and takes her back to your hotel room while
he's
you're there having
take
a chee
chee. Because my husband does not do that type of stuff. Why? Because we've been together 20 years.
That's the reason why he will take her back to the hotel.
You know something? You know, Margaret. You're saying
it
because
work with amateurs.
Yes, it works that way. I wouldn't.
Why would he take some amateur back to his hotel room when he's got me?
I asked you the question about the nose on his face.
All right, I don't want to hear that anymore. I'm hanging up on you. Thank you, dear, for your call. Are you a hula dancer, a belly dancer? Or?
Belly dancer.
Yes, she thinks.
All right, thank you. God, you are, I mean...
Phil, I am trying to let women know that there is a new woman on the block, a 21st century woman.
I got it, the Hawaiian woman. Here is Lakewood, Colorado on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Colorado, hello.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Beg your pardon. I had the radio up.
That's all right. You need to turn that down when we get on the air.
It's down.
All right.
I am. No, I was driving home in my car and heard Miss Gray speak about this.
How are you? Good evening.
Good evening. Just kind of wondering where you get your ideas on what makes someone erotic.
Well, I think if you look at the very unusual nature of the hula, that no other women can really do it other than our island Pacific women.
Okay.
It is obviously has its roots deep in the sensuality and eroticism of America.
Okay. But that's not the only sensuality that there
is. It's easy to say when hardly any women know how to do it. Now, I'm saying that the island woman is the only one that really knows how to
execute
the hula.
Putting that aside and admitting that there are some 6 billion people in the world, and understanding that not everybody
you turn a man loose on a beach in Hawaii and he sees a girl doing that.
Well, and the previous caller who was talking about belly dance, I understand that having a lot of Middle Eastern people that have been around me and understanding that you don't have to be nude, you don't have to be naked.
All the women have hair on their lips.
All you have is contact with the eyes. And that can be erotic.
Yes, but you know the thing about belly dancing?
Men, I mean, there's a way that you carry your body.
Do you know what's wrong with belly dancing?
And it doesn't have a lot to do with the kind of mean commentary that you've been making about women. I find it offensive.
Well, darling,
I think when you talk about the nose on a guy's face, you're really, you know.
Erotic is gauged by a meter, and the meter's in my husband's pants. I don't know about you.
Well, obviously, your husband has a different meter than many of the men that I know.
Well, where is your husband's meter?
Tonight.
Where is your husband's meter? Yes or no?
Okay, I'm not married.
Well, darling, you need to get yourself a man to find out where his meter is.
Oh, I have plenty of men that I could judge meters by, but I don't think it's necessary to do the kind of thing that you say in order to become erotic. I would admit that her background is wonderful, that she's very beautiful,
and her background reflects
a certain Latina influence many other people that have lived
belly
in the island. Many Portuguese settled there. Her background could very easily be
a lot of different things. Whether or not she can do the hula
doesn't make her erotic on the stage. She didn't do a hula where she took somebody's nose off on the stage. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you this much. Do you think a man's nose would survive that?
She didn't have to do that. Project her sensuality on the stage. So
do you honestly believe a man's nose would survive that?
Winning a contest or not winning a contest.
Not one of those male judges didn't wish that his face was a bicycle seat.
Okay, well,
come on. Good Lord.
Phil, you know, you're really square, and you're really, really, you just don't get it.
I'm a man. I have a wife. I love her. You're telling me, you know what? If I'm sitting on a beach in Hawaii, and they light two tiki torches, and some guy, what do you mean some guy with a bath towel around?
Don't forget the pig.
Yes, don't forget the pig. Because the pig may be sitting at the bar next to someone's husband. Is that
my wife?
I don't know. Her tiki torch reference has got me intrigued, because I have no idea what it means in hula. I've watched people do the hula. I've had no instruction in it, so I don't claim to be an expert, but I've never heard of anything quite like that.
Do you know what poi tang is?
Like I said, in the Philippines, many different places, I understand that erotic dance
Do you know what poi tang is? Yes or no?
I know what? What is?
Poi tang.
Poi tang. Why would I care?
Well, you know what poon tang is.
Okay, that's the end of that. Thank you.
Nonetheless, I still think that she could exuded, Miss Hawaii exuded a certain kind of sensuality and beauty that had nothing to do
with whether or not she could do any of the things that you're talking about. I remember a wonderful movie by the name of Full Metal Jacket where he said, if you want to die for a word, my word isn't freedom. My word is poetang.
Okay, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're talking about the Miss USA, Miss America pageant, and my word is poetang. And by the way, that wasn't from Full Metal Jacket. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's a great story. Mike Schaefer is my producer, but also a big music fan, reads a lot of rock and roll biographies. Read a great story about Stevie Ray Vaughan warming up on stage in a club, right, Mike? And his brother Jimmy Vaughan is sitting out there amidst the stools and tables. And this is before the crowd is let in, so they're just kind of doing sound checking, and they're warming up. And his brother Jimmy... And by the way, the story is that Stevie Ray Vaughan idolized Jimmy Vaughan. Jimmy was his older brother. So Stevie, and everybody, you know, if you know Stevie Ray Vaughan's music, you know he's a brilliant, brilliant guitar player. And he idolized his brother Jimmy. And there's Stevie Ray Vaughan warming up on stage, and his brother Jimmy yells, "You sound just like Robin Trower." And Stevie Ray Vaughan came off the stage with a beer bottle and went after his own brother's head with it. That's how... much they despised, both of them despised the music of Robin Trower. And I say that to say we're closing our show out tonight with a wonderful Robin Trower track for you. Hope you enjoy it. God bless you, Stevie, wherever you are, man, but I got to do it, okay? Also, I just wanted to pay homage to a wonderful place that I took the family to eat yesterday, the Northwoods Inn there in San Gabriel. I used to go there as a kid and eat their cheese bread and their wonderful red salad and their green salad, and I went and pigged out on some kind of, oh, man, they got a cheese bread there. Have you ever had really good cheese bread? Do you know what I mean by cheese bread? You got to go to the Northwoods Inn in San Gabriel. Now, they got a few. Have you ever been to the Northwoods Inn? Oh, you've had the stuffed baked potato? So you go into this place, and it's like an old Northwoods hunting lodge. And they've got sawdust on the floor and an old-timey piano playing. The dudes are running around with the armbands on and all that stuff. The garters on the shirt sleeves. But you go in there and you sit down, and they sell the beer in big schooners, you know. And they have cheese bread in there that is the greatest on God's earth. The greatest thing you've ever had in your life. And what this... And I think it's like a Parmesan, isn't it, Mike? Parmesan with butter on a sourdough. And they bring it to you in a foil-wrapped basket. Oh, my God. I don't care what diet you're on. I don't care how. You could be that dude on, you know, who was that clown they had on ESPN? "Hello, I'm Jay. I help you get into shape." You could be, like, just ripped. You could be Howie Long, man. You could be out there just, you know, bench-pressing Volkswagens. You'll walk in there. You'll have that cheese bread. You're off your diet, man, because 58 baskets later, you waddle out. Oh, God, it's good. And then they have the that red cabbage salad, Mike. You had that? Oh, man. What they did, they got an all-you-can-eat red cabbage salad. Then they had that nice green salad with the, you know, the Roquefort or the blue cheese dressing. And that's just for starters. So I went in there with Maria yesterday. I had a huge schooner of beer. I had that all-you-can-eat red cabbage salad, and I had the cheese bread. And then and only then did I order the chili sirloin burger with onions and cheese all over that. And this morning, I went ahead and had a cholesterol count, and I'm just this shy of a heart attack. I feel great. All right. Hey. Way to go, Phil. Way to take care of your health. And people are looking at me now, and I got a very dear friend in New York. I don't want to say he's my agent, because I, you know, but I will. And anyway, he said to me, "Yeah, things are looking good in your career, Phil. By the way, when are you going to lose some weight, fatso?" Can you believe that? He said that to me. He goes, "How you feeling?" "I'm fine." You know, you really got to get, and he's patting my stomach and all this stuff. Hey, Drew Carey's a fat tub of guts. And forgive me for saying this, but Rush Limbaugh, when he achieved his initial success, he was like a Zeppelin. And John Belushi, well, we all know where he is now. See, well, it wasn't his fat. Fat didn't kill Belushi. And fat ain't going to kill me. what's going to kill me most likely is what killed John Belushi. No, I'm kidding. It did kill Chris Farley. You're absolutely right. But then again, I could care less about him. No, I'm in any event, goodbye.
I'd like to make a comment. For his resolution to stop what's going on in the Middle East at the moment, he would rather bring in casinos and bars to make everything better, correct?
I'd like to economic investment, ma'am, yes.
Okay. Do you realize that it's a Muslim-based country and that most of the religion beliefs are not to bring in alcohol, not to gamble, and things like that? So in order for them to better their country, they would rather bring in something else.
You know, you got
to
bend a little to get a little.
So for you to say that your people are
being... You got
to
bend a little to get a
little. Bend a little maybe in other countries, but not Muslim-based countries.
No, they're going to bend too. Look at everybody.
No, they won't sell out their own country.
Ma'am, there's a party going on. It's called the 21st century.
I'm sorry, the party going on is probably in your area.
It's called the 21st
century. People are not interested in that. If you want to bring
that... The Muslims are going to get on board one way or another, okay?
I'm sorry. If you can't do that here, then you're not going to be able to do it there.
There's not a religion in the world that hasn't been bought and can't be bought.
Kids sell out their own country, things that they believe in, just to sit there and serve other people alcohol.
Yeah, you know, you start flashing $20 bills.
Or drive around their little golf cart.
You start flashing $20 bills under their nose, you'd be surprised what could happen.
No, I'm sorry. People don't sell out as fast as you might.
Muslims, Christians, Jews, it doesn't matter. Flash enough money in front of
them, they'll start coming their way. The Muslim religion would be probably the most strongest religion that you could probably find.
Yeah, we saw that when that Iraqi... Yeah, those Iraqis are really something else.
Excuse
what I would say, those Iraqis
are
really tough.
I am Iraqi, as a matter of fact.
You guys are really tough in that Gulf War. But what I want to say is...
Okay, what's the point of baiting this lady over her nationalism?
Well, she says she's
tough. No, I really don't mind.
I saw those guys crawling out of those trenches and kissing those guys on the cheek. What is that about them kissing them when they're surrendering, huh? Does that mean they don't want to get shot? I learned that from an Iraqi on TV. Now,
okay,
really,
Ted, you know...
Why don't you go out there and let's see how you would...
You know what we can do? I got a great idea. We can have a gentleman's club called the Gaza Strip Joint. What do you think of that? The Gaza Strip Joint... Hey, we could put you on stage.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Okay, see, I wouldn't sell myself out for a little casino the way that you tried to.
You know what I got for you?
What?
$50,000.
Yeah?
Right now.
And does that mean I would want to take it?
No, you don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to do anything for it.
I would rather break my back working for a penny a day rather than sell myself out.
You hang on.
To go embarrass myself.
I'm going
to
give you $50,000.
Selling things that are illegal in my own mind, okay, number one.
You'll take a drink of Teddy.
Just because
you'll take a drink of Teddy Boy, want you to.
No, just because you think my country would benefit from it.
You'll take a drink of Teddy, want you to. I got $50,000 for you, no strings attached.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you do.
It's for you. No strings attached.
I don't want it.
Yes, you do.
You offering it to me seems like you're the devil offering it to people that wouldn't want it. I'm
sorry.
I don't settle for that.
Call me Daddy. All
I wouldn't
you
call
do
you anything.
Call me
I
Daddy.
Would call you a double trying to put something in a place that's not wanted.
Look at
and that would not bring peace to the area there.
Have you ever had a Brandy Alexander? It's chocolate and brandy. You'd love it. You like them? They're
it's
good,
delicious,
aren't they?
But that's not appropriate at this moment. It is not appropriate. That is not what we're trying to do. We're
when
not trying to lift
the
people up over there
the
to make
the
them
day?
Forget about their problems.
Do you ever bump your forehead on the ground?
Money the wrong way.
Hey, what do you guys do when you bump your forehead on the ground? Do you ever...
Thank you very much, Ted.
Oh, I get it. You're going to hang up on me now because you're really upset with the things that I...
Yeah, I'm upset with a lot of what I've been hearing here, okay? Do you ever bump your forehead on the ground?
I just was wondering.
All you did is come on this program and...
Let me beat you to it, Phil. Thank you very much.
Bill Henry.